Hi, thanks for listening to KSUT. I'm Sarah Flower. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah.
Lots to cover today. It's been a week of changes and increased numbers of cases with school closures and testing expansion and new locations. There's a lot to talk about. Today, I would like to start firstly with testing for San Juan Basin, which has shifted this past week. So those that want to get a test, there are new times and new locations. So let's talk about that.
Yes, we did activate the EOC, which is the Emergency Operations Center, with La Plata County last week. And we asked the county to support the COVID-19 incident locally, offer additional support, because the increase in cases that we have seen in the last couple of weeks had really put too much pressure on the testing site that we had had for the last couple of months at the library. So with the help of La Plata County and the Sheriff's Office, the testing site has moved to La Plata County Fairgrounds. There are multiple lanes and there are extended hours. So it is really important that if people are symptomatic, exposed, or engaged in high-risk activity, they get in for a test. And our community has been really good about this. People have showed up for tests when they have been advised to go in for a test. This is great news, but what it means is we quickly ran out of testing when our cases started to spike as significantly as they are.
How are we on testing in this moment?
You know, the interesting thing is while, all of Colorado is surging, there's 50 counties out of 64 counties right now that meet the case rate threshold for a stay-at-home order. Most of those counties have, at least 12 or 15% positivity rates in their testing. We are still maintaining a positivity rate locally, which is around 5% or lower, which indicates that we are meeting the WHO metric for having enough testing for our community. So this is really, really, again, a good example of the partnership in this community. La Plata County EOC and Sheriff's Office saying, we will help expand testing. We will help immediately. We're having the same conversation. I just got off the phone having that conversation in Archuleta County. So we're really proud of our communities for understanding why this is important. And we're keeping our positivity rate low, which means that we're finding a larger percentage of our cases than communities where the positivity rate is high. And that gives us a better opportunity to contain disease from continuing to spread.
You mentioned earlier the number of cases in the past couple of weeks getting really high, but boy, let's talk about the last few days here. I mean, we are just shattering our highs that we have seen before. And you did mention that a lot, 50 counties are in that metric for positive cases for staying at home. We just within the last couple of days have moved to orange, Leanne. What's the threshold that we might do the stay at home order, or will we?
So that is a discussion right now because there are 50 counties that are there. We are not one of them. And again, we're in the minority of counties that have not crossed this threshold. But there's a lot of discussion going on between the local communities and the state about what the next steps are going to be across the state. Some of the reason for this is that this really needs to be a statewide discussion, right? We share healthcare across borders, especially in crises. So if, there are hospitals in other parts of the state that are breaching their capacity, that does have a bearing on our local community, because as people, get sicker and need higher levels of care, or as our hospitals fill up and they need to transfer patients, if we see every community surging at the same time, which is what we're currently seeing in Colorado, it really changes, what the strategies are, because we're not on an island.
With the increase of cases that we've seen in the past 5 days has shocked me as a community member and somebody who follows this relatively closely. For what, 9 months now, Leanne, you and I have discussed social distancing, washing hands, and most importantly, wearing a mask. Do these increased number of cases coincide with mask wearers or non-mask wearers, or what does that look like?
It is a good question. And I think people are really concerned, are these social distance measures working, or are transmission control measures working if we're seeing this steep increase all across the state of Colorado? And it's interesting because what we are suspecting, and you know, you and I talk about this all the time, that COVID is still, you know, we are still new in addressing the contagions of COVID-19, and we are still learning about it, right? So given that it is new and we're still learning about it, what seems to be the case is that as the temperatures drop and activities move inside, there's a lot more spread, right? One of the studies that we all look at talks about how you're 20 times more likely to catch it indoors than outdoors, right? So in the summertime, we have this reverse, which was the Sun Belt, you know, was spiking. And the suspicion was, well, people were inside because when it's really hot, they go inside for air conditioning. Now we're in this different, you know, place where it's the colder states are spiking. And it's A, because people are inside, and then B, the virus might be more able to spread in kind of colder, drier environments, right? So these are all things that are currently being studied. But what we have found is, yep, the weather got colder, people moved inside, and we spread more infection. The other thing that people ask all the time is, well, we went to a statewide mask order. We see people, you know, using masks pretty well. So how is this happening? And I think what we find in our case investigations is that people in workplaces and in private gatherings are where a lot of infection is being spread in the community. And we are better at wearing our masks when we're in public facing activities than we are in our private gatherings, or how we are in work when we're not in the public eye. If you work in, you know, a restaurant, right? You're going to wear your mask when you go to a table to take their order. But after hours, when the door is locked and you get a glass of water, or your coworker gets a glass of water, before you know it, you are sitting around after work with your coworkers not wearing the mask because the public isn't there anymore. So that's what we're finding. We find that masks work really well, but they don't work as well when we're not wearing them. We don't wear them at home when we invite people over. You know, we used to do that outside. Now we're inviting people over and having them inside. And they don't work as well when we're in the workplace and people don't see that we took it off, right? I'm going to be perfectly honest. When I'm, you know, going into the office, I will find myself taking my mask off, right? This is why we have now issued advisories, which is anybody who can work at home should be working at home right now, because we know that we're human, right? And if we're getting together, not in the public eye, masks come off, and that's how we're spreading infection right now.
I think what this would do for the bigger workforce too, if people are doing this, you mentioned a restaurant, but what if you're a police officer, or you're in a government, what, like these first responders, similar to what we saw a couple of outbreaks for firefighters departments in this past week, that becomes scary for everybody.
So this is something we're really concerned about with the level of transmission that we have in the state of Colorado, right? It is, right now, Colorado is saying that 1% of the population, 1 out of 100 people, is currently infectious, right? That means they currently can pass it on to someone else. There are communities where that number is as high as 1 out of 50. So what happens is, and we saw this happen here locally last week, it becomes really hard for schools to maintain in-person learning, right? Even if we're not spreading infection in the classroom, which we had very little evidence of infection being spread in the school setting, but there's enough infection in the community, 1 out of 100, 1 out of 50 people somewhere in that neighborhood is currently infectious, your workforce depletes really quickly. The concern that we have now is that this is not just going to be schools. All critical services, everything we rely on to, you know, be safe and operate as humans, is going to have the same challenges the schools had last week, right? So will we have an adequate healthcare workforce to take care of people as they get sick? But will we also have adequate policing? Will we have adequate ambulance services? Will we have adequate firefighters? Will we have adequate garbage collection, right? Any of that stuff is really in jeopardy when you start to get numbers like 1 out of 50 50 of your population is currently infectious and should not be spreading to people who can get really sick and die from this.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
This is a tough message to be delivering the week before Thanksgiving. We know it's been a long haul. We saw cases go up so significantly in our community after Halloween. We are really asking the community to do your Thanksgiving differently. If we see the same type of spike after Thanksgiving, we're going to be overwhelmed and we're going to be having those conversations about critical services all over communities in Colorado.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.